Wanderer, please keep up. This is the third time you have fallen behind. What are you? Careful! Are you all right? Did they hurt you? Good. What made you pause? We cannot be idle for long. You saw the faces in the warped bark of the trees. And you wanted to help them. I am sorry, but you cannot save them now. Oh, hush. Do not say that. You are not useless. Their fate has been decided. Yours has not. If you wish to weep for them, I will not stop you, but we must keep moving. You are not alone in your sorrow. This is yet another realm that makes my skin crawl. In the eyes of the divine hypocrite, these poor souls committed a heinous sin. A sin of violence against themselves. They may have been kind, gentle mortals, never harming a single soul while they were alive. But they lost the war inside their head and they... In this twisted hell, they are robbed of their mortal form. In life, they hurt their flesh in countless ways. So their soul is now picked at by those vile creatures, those harpies. They are transformed into withered embodiments of their own self-hatred, unable to move, or speak, or even scream. These poor mortals, overwhelmed with despair, have become one with these woods. This is the wood of the suicides. That is why the trees take this twisted form, of bodies entwined and mouths agape in cries of woe, their arms stretched to the skies, though pleading for salvation, their crimson sap running down the bark. The scent of that bitter sweetness intoxicates the cruel harpies that circle above us. They swoop down to find the softest, most tender parts of the trees, the eyes and tongue, mostly. And only when those talons sink in and the sap flows freely, only then are they allowed to scream. But even though this forest is thick with millions upon millions of trees, there is no fertile land. It is a forest devoid of all life. We cannot stop now, especially not here. The harpies seem to be preoccupied with some new saplings. But our luck has been running thinner and thinner. Here, take my hand and we will... Did you just slap my hand away? That is a very, very dangerous move, my little thrall. Answer me, and do not lie, I will know. What has come over you? What is that darkness in your eyes I see? That weight upon your shoulders? You do not think that you will make it? That you will never see her? No, 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 no. No, you cannot fall now. You will make it through this hell, one way or another. You need to get up. The lands are sensing your sorrow. If you stay here, you'll become one of the damned. And not even I can save you without dire consequences. Do not give in. The roots are starting to take hold. Hey, look at me, my little wanderer. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. Yes, you said that before, did you not? That my eyes look like hers? That my hands felt like hers. Now, feel them. Feel her as I rest my hands upon your shoulders. Comb my fingertips through your hair. Tell me of her, your beloved, the one you came all this way for. What do you remember of her? She was as sweet as the first sip of summer wine. But you feel as though it was all a distant dream. Close your eyes and feel the strength of the pact between us. If I remind you of her so much, let me use that to my advantage. I know she has claimed your lips. But may she forgive me if I borrow them for just a moment. You can do this. You will see her again. The music that she inspires, she is the gentle flame that invokes the inferno within you. Fight for her. Or is she not worth fighting for? Good. Now, get up. Hold on. I have you. You will be all right. The roots were only just starting to take you over. Let me see your hands. Flex your fingers for me. Good. The legs and the fingertips are the first things to turn to wood. The first things to split and bleed. But you are stronger than that. And I hope you remember your virtues that continue to protect you in this place. So long as you truly believe in them and in her. This journey has taken a toll on us both. My wounds are not healing as quickly as I had hoped. I can continue to protect you, but know that I do not think I could win another fight. At least not until our pact is completed, and I may rest. Do not worry about me, Wanderer. And do not forget what you promised me. To take my hand and lead me out of this nightmare. Once you have found your beloved, of course.